USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump recently asked the Australian Prime Minister and other foreign leaders to help Attorney General William Barr with an investigation into the origins of the Russian probe that shadowed his administration for more than 2 years. The revelation underscores the extent to which Trump remains consumed by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation and the ways in which he's used the United States government to investigate what he believes are politically motivated origins. Trump's interactions with foreign leaders and Barr's role in those discussions are under heightened scrutiny now that the White House has launched an impeachment inquiry into the president. Stocks finished mostly higher today as the S&P 500 climbed 14.95 to 29.76. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 96 points to 26.916. Benchmark U.S. crude fell to 1.84 to settle at $54.07 per barrel. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Senator Cory Booker has decided to stay in the Democratic presidential race for now. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The New Jersey Democrat had, just about a week ago, said he'd have to withdraw from the presidential fray if he didn't hit a major fundraising goal by the end of last week. While his campaign says it did hit that goal of raising more than $1.7 million over the past several days, Booker says in a statement he's overwhelmed by the response and very, very grateful. He has struggled to gain traction in that crowd. A Democratic field.
CVS has halted the sales of the popular heartburn treatment Zantac and its generic store brand after warnings by U.S. health regulators. It's the latest precautionary move by retailers and manufacturers after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration warned consumers about a potentially dangerous contaminant in prescription and over-the-counter versions of Zantac. The FDA detected low levels of probable cancer-causing chemicals known as NDMA in Zantac and the related generic drugs. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
As Afghans await the results of a presidential election destroyed by Taliban threats, the government used its platform at the UN General Assembly to tell the insurgents, quote, join us in peace or we will continue to fight. Afghanistan was not the only country sending a message. North Korea had one for the United States saying it was up to Washington whether now stalled nuclear negotiations become, quote, a window of opportunity or an occasion that will hasten the crisis. Monday's speeches wrapped up a meeting marked by global worries over the rising tensions in the Persian Gulf region, challenging climate rates, and the very future of the idea that large-scale international cooperation with the UN is impossible. California opened the way for college athletes to hire agents and make money from endorsement deals with sneaker companies, soft drink makers, and other sponsors just like the pros. The first in the nation law signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is set to take effect in 2023 and could upend amateur sports in the U.S. and trigger a legal challenge. Here's Haley Hobson, Stanford's top volleyball recruit.
The NCAA has gotten away with being able to exploit the media rights of student athletes, and they generate billions of dollars in revenue from an unpaid labor force.
The NCAA, which called on Newsom to veto the bill, arguing it would destroy the distinction between amateurs and the pros and give California an unfair recruiting advantage. In a statement, the NCAA said it's working to revise its rules on making money off a player's name and likeness. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.